702 brand cart review. Basic packaging, but surprisingly awesome. That'll be the title. And then the first paragraph will be, the top paragraph will be, here we review the 702 brand cartridge. This is a cartridge brand based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, that we picked up in at the New Weed Dispensary in Elko, Nevada. And, period. This thing came in the most basic packaging, basically a plastic bag. No, this thing came in the most basic packaging, comma, a plastic bag. Don't be fooled by the packaging when it comes to performance. This thing hits hard, tastes awesome, and feels great. I said, these carts taste awesome. I said, this cart, it feels great. It might not pass California's packaging standards, but I'd say this is in the top 20, in the top 25% of, top 20% of cartridges that are out there. Pros: great taste, excellent oil quality, strong. Cons: none, really. Cons: not available in other states yet. Recommendations: really not much to improve here. I would just like to see these available in more places. And then we'll go to heading one. The 702 brand cartridge impresses, although it doesn't look like it would. That'll be heading one. At first look, you might pass this one by when you look at all the other glossy carts out there. All the glossy packaging and funky hardware that's out there. When I picked up this, at the time I picked up this 702 brand cart, I also picked up a church cart, cartridges from Church, and linked all of these. Church, Aeropro, comma. No, say Church, comma. Church and Aeropro, comma, including the Aeropro Live Flower series, and mark that. I'd say this 702 brand, I'd say the 702 brand cart that I got, which is the strain, I think it's blueberry, so I'm going to put the strain information, like the strain down there, was stronger than the selections I got from them. I would say, however, there have been stronger Aeropro cartridges in the past that were stronger than this 702 brand cart. To really get a better comparison of those two, I'm going to need to get more 702 brand carts in the future. And then, overall though, this time I went to Nui, this was the, my, overall for this trip to the dispensary, the 702 brand cart was my favorite of the batches that were available. And that's our heading one. Okay, we're gonna do design and build quality section. You know, put the 702. Oh, you know what? Yeah, actually put in cons, glass cartridge would be better. Recommendations: a glass cartridge would be better on this as well. And then say design and build quality. Design is great. It's a good C-cell clone. This is probably one of the best C-cell clones I've tried so far. It's made exactly the same way as the C-Cell M6T. A link to C-Cell's website on the M6T. it's basically made in a great way. It, don't say basically, just say it's made in a great way. I mean, it's designed great, but I just prefer it to be glass. And then put build quality. Let's say the build quality subheading, say, good, except it's not glass. Adding a glass cart here would be a great improvement. Adding a glass cart here would be a great improvement. That's really all there is to change. Other than that, it's actually built pretty well. It didn't seem to get too hot on standard batteries. Period. The battery I used in this review was the Vessel Compass, and link to that. Now we'll do strength. I might be getting some of these not in order, and we can change them. Strength, awesome strength, better than Church. I tried these and the Church cartridges at the same time. These were stronger. This was a stronger cartridge than the Church. The Church was actually cheaper per milliliter, but if I was to do it again, I would probably pay the little bit of extra and get two of these over one Church cartridge. Not to say that Church is bad by any means. It's still a good cart, but 702 brand is making what I would consider a great cart. And let's do a strength score. Design, we'll give it a 10. Build quality, we'll give it a 8. And then strength so far, we'll give it a... let's give it a 9 on strength. Strength, taste. Taste is excellent. Okay, so one thing I want you to do, email 702 brand, see if you can just find them online, or hit them on Instagram, and just see if you can check their website and see if they use real cannabis terpenes and mention if they do or they do not, okay? That's a first sentence. Second sentence, then I'll start. Here we use the blueberry, such and such, blueberry something strain, whatever that is, put it in, and it tastes excellent. There was absolutely nothing to improve on taste here. This is one of the best ratios. This is one of the best tasting distillate cartridges I've ever had. It's on par with some of the best tasting. To say this is one of the best tasting distillate cartridges I've ever had. And then go down below. I said, a lot of people prefer the sweet taste of live resin, and I like that taste as well. Here, you're not getting the, quote, put in quotes, chemically taste of a lot of distillate that some people do not like. You're getting a nice taste of the blueberry strain. It doesn't taste like a fake artificial blueberry flavor. It really tastes like when you're hitting blueberry wheat. Blueberry flour, put that instead. Oil quality... 702, the 702 cart had very consistent oil quality. The oil quality stayed exactly the same color and consistency until the end. We had previously seen on Brass Knuckles cartridges, which are no longer, which seem to be thinning out everywhere, that once a cart sits for a little bit, the colors can change. That did not happen here with the 702 brand cart. Everything was consistent throughout, and it was... provided smooth hits. Low quality. Number of puffs. Great amount of puffs came out of this cart. The oil in this thing was nice, and put in the oil quality. Now we'll say it's puffs, all I have to say. So the oil, in oil quality, actually, first sentence changed to this. The oil is very nice and thick. Now a number of puffs to say, due to the nice thickness of the oil, you get a lot of... the nice thickness of the oil, the quality and the quality hardware, you're going to get a lot of puffs out of this thing. I was impressed, and that explains why our value is... I was impressed with what I got out of this. What I got out of 702. I'm impressed with what you, with how many puffs you get out of a 702 cart. 702 brand cart. Next one, value. Excellent. I said, great value compared to what was there. First, I should state that I was at a dispensary where the prices are above average. If I was in Las Vegas or Reno at the time of the purchase, the prices would have all been lower. So I'm making the value in comparison to the other cartridges that I bought at the dispensary, comma, taxes included. And then a little another section on value, like make another subparagraph, no new heading, and say, these cartridges, the 702 brand carts, go for $50 a piece at Nui Dispensary. If, at the same time, AeroPro Live Flower Series goes for $59, goes for $59, and an Indo cart goes for $45. Okay. And then, however, you can get a Church 950 mg cart for $82. So overall, oil, dollar for dollar oil-wise, the Church gives you the most. However, when factoring in strength, taste, and everything, I think the 702 brand ended up being, I think the 702 brand presented the best value. I expect to see 702 brand at lower prices in the Las Vegas and Reno areas, because for almost every rural dispensary, rural dispensaries in Nevada, comma, except for Sa Nisuqua, and link to Sa Nisuqua review, TSAA is how I would search for that. Sa is how they say it. It's like an Indian thing. Except for Sa Nisuqua, prices are gouged. So overall, the 702 brand cart should be an excellent value where you are compared to what else is available. And I'd add above that to say, I found that the 702 brand cart was slightly stronger than the Indo cart, and taste was comparable. And tasted a little bit better, actually. Yeah. Concluding our 702 brand cart review, .. That'll be our final. 702 brand turned out to be very impressive. It's not impressive when you look at it, and if you're going just, and this is why you don't judge cartridges by their packagings, just like they say don't judge a book by its cover. And I would say, just like they say don't judge a book by its cover, you shouldn't judge a cartridge by its packaging. This is the second cart that is really stellar that comes basically in a plastic bag. We also, other ones that are awesome that come in the same type of packaging were Remedy and Old Pal, and link to those. Period, and then if you're looking for something new to try, or you're visiting Nevada, 702.